Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. The Orlando Magic did get eliminated yesterday on national TV. That's right, national TV, ABC. It was the only game on yesterday. We've been very spoiled over the last couple weeks as a casual basketball fan, if you want to put it that way, where we had a weekend of quadruple header Saturday, quadruple header Sunday. Then this past weekend, you know, 2 weekends ago, it was three games in a row. Then this marquee game, and the first round is just every single night, double header. And then Saturday, we had one game. It was Denver and Minnesota, which was a great game. Then yesterday, one game. There was one game on the docket, one game on the menu. It was Cleveland and it was Orlando. So yes, you think about it. In theory, the Magic were the only game in town. Well, them and the Cavaliers. They're in Cleveland. The last two seasons, the Magic have been on national TV one time during the regular season. That's like over 160, what is it? Can I do the math if I'm like in fifth grade? 164 regular season games over the last two seasons. The Magic were on once, and it was that game earlier in the year in February when they retired Shaq's jersey, and it was on TNT, and Oklahoma City was there, and they destroyed the Magic that night. That's it. In 2 years, that many basketball games were not on national TV. They were the only game in town yesterday. 1 o'clock with the tip. You watched it. I watched it. My mom watched it. My cat watched it. A lot of people, a lot of eyeballs. And for about a half, you're like, hey, this looks like the Magic could win. This is exciting. Hey, Paolo Banchero's got 26 and a half. Hey, maybe we got something here. And then Cleveland showed up. Heck, Cleveland showed up at the end of the second quarter where they started to figure some stuff out. They started getting contributions from their bench, and they took over. And that third quarter was not pretty. You should have put the blindfold on, cigarette in your mouth, and just get ready for it. Because they got destroyed in that third quarter. It was over. I know it was kind of close in the fourth, but no, it wasn't. No. That game was over, and the season was over in the third quarter. It was. It was a hell of a season. It just came down to Cleveland was at home. And this series is really like, what's the narrative? And we look back 5 to 10 years from now, we'll go, hey, that was an exciting series. Went seven games. This is awesome. All the home teams won every single game. I will tell you, in hindsight, 24 hours out, the Magic won three playoff games at home and lost this series. That really happened in the history of this franchise, and they just completed their 35th season in the NBA. I know that because it's on the court. It says 35 years. They won three home games in this series and did not win this series. They lost in seven to Cleveland. Oh, not good. But here's the thing, and this is something we talked about after game five. Future's bright. You could see it on the court, and hopefully a national television audience saw it also. Paolo Banchero is a stud. He could add more. Would he have like 38? 26 and a half, 12 after the half. And Cleveland's like, look, we're going to triple team this guy. We're going to shut him down because no one else is doing anything. So let's just circle on him and shut him down. And give credit to Cleveland, that's what they did. But this guy's a stud. Stud! He had three games in this series where he scored 30-plus points. He's going to get better. His ceiling, I don't even know where it is. This guy's going to get better on the court. He's 21 years old. In a game seven, he showed up. The rest of the team didn't. Paolo did. I know it's a team effort, but this guy is a superstar. And I'm going to say this right now. You're seeing a lot of these young guys really emerge where it's like, you know what? We're going to be the next generation of the NBA. You still have Steph Curry. You have LeBron. You have Kevin Durant. All those guys are Hall of Famers. They've dominated the league for the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years. And I say 20 because you got LeBron there, who's never going to finish. He'll never get to the finish line. He's just going to keep going. But these next generation guys, they're right there. Anthony Edwards on Minnesota. And you have those guys on Oklahoma City with Chet Holmgren and this Shane Gilgeous-Alexander guy who's going to be top five in MVP voting. Might be the runner-up. You got them. They were the one seed. You got Victor Wembanyama on San Antonio. You know, all these young guys are going to start emerging. And the next couple of years, they're going to be the face of the NBA. And you know who's on that list? Paolo Banchero's on that list. He's been in the league 2 years. He was the number one overall pick. He was the rookie of the year. This year, he was an NBA All-Star. He led his team to 47 wins. They got the five seed. They took Cleveland, who has more All-Stars, to a seventh game or in the game in the second half of Game 7 on the road. And I bet you, if you ask anyone who loves basketball, if the Magic had home court advantage in this first round matchup, the Magic would be moving on to take on Boston. You know it's true. You know it's in your heart. If that Game 7 was in Orlando, Orlando's winning that game. But the problem is, reality set in, and they lost that game. And look, Franz did not have a good game. Jalen Suggs did not have a good game. Most people on the Magic yesterday, especially in that second half, did not have a good game. But compared to 2019 and 2020, when you had Vooch and Aaron Gordon and Fournier, that team, they made the playoffs, and you're like, well, yeah, that's about as good as, you know, we won about 40 games, and yeah, all right, now we're going home. That's about it. This team's different. This team with this young core, I think they can get better. And the expectations, I'm going to say it right now, what's today? It is May 6, 2024, season's over. They're not going to get to training camp till September this fall. The expectations next year, depending on what they do in free agency, and if they're going to trade anyone, the draft, there's all these things they're going to have to do. Right now, I'm going 50-plus wins, and I want a top four seed. That's the expectation for next season for this team. That's what I'm going with. Going year three of Paolo Banchero, year four of Franz Wagner, year four of Jalen Suggs, those top three guys, who are you going to add with them? Are you going to get another veteran guard? Are you going to get another big? Are you going to make a trade? What are you going to do in the draft? You have all these questions, and that's what's going to make the offseason very exciting. And it's funny where last couple years, as they've been building this team, the programmer in me is like, okay, season's over. We didn't make the playoffs. Now we got to get ready for the draft lottery. Then we got to get ready for the draft. And then we got to see who they take. And no, you don't have that this year. There's no draft lottery. There's no draft. Now it's, okay, what are they going to do in free agency? How can they get better? But again, I'm going to hammer it all day long. The core of this team is Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. And yes, Jalen Suggs. And who are you going to bring in to help them out? Because they're close. You could see it in this series. They can win games. They're very young. Who can you bring in to help these guys out and get better? Because look, game 6 and 7, Donovan Mitchell torched them. He had 50 in game 6 on Friday night, and they would have 30-plus in game 7. Yo, he delivered. And they couldn't handle him. The Magic could not handle Donovan Mitchell. So the question is, what type of firepower can you help out? What can you bring in to get this team to the next level? But here's something I'm going to say right now, because I'm hearing all these rumors of, hey, maybe you bring in a Paul George, Klay Thompson. All right, here's what you need to know. It's a very young team. Paul's 21, Franz 22. These guys can't even rent a rental car at the airport yet. But they're the franchise. They're the core. They're getting paid, especially Franz and Paolo. I'm paying them. We've had the history of this franchise where, you know, you had young guys, you know, Shaq and Penny and Dwight and, you know, all these guys where you draft them, you develop them, they turn into all-stars, you're winning games. But then after a while, they're like, well, I want out. And they couldn't keep them. You have got to make sure, you've got to learn from the mistakes you had in the past. You've got to get these guys under contract long-term. They got to be the face of the franchise. And then you got to get guys in here who can help them out. These are the guys. This is the franchise right here. That's what makes it exciting. But you can't just show up like, oh, we're going to get Paul George and then give him $200 million. And then he's going to run around and be like, oh, this is my franchise now. I'm the guy. I don't think so. I don't. I think Paolo and Franz are the guys. So it's going to be fascinating to see. I can't wait. I was going to bed last night, and I'm already looking at free agency tracker. Who's available? What's the price tag going to be? Do we sign and trade? I've never felt this before. And that's what makes it, again, very exciting. Now, am I upset they lost? Yes, I am upset. I wanted them to win. But I just felt like after that game 5, where they lost by a point last week, that was the game to steal. If you were going to win this series, it was that game 5. That was probably one of the best games of this series. I think 5 and 6 were. You had to steal that game. That was the game where Cleveland didn't bring their A game, and you were right there, and you just fell short. There were one or two plays late in the fourth quarter. You just couldn't get it done. They were right there, couldn't get it done, and I just kind of felt like, all right, put up a showing in game 6 on Friday night. Hopefully they win, and then we'll see what happens in game 7. I was disappointed about yesterday, but I think Cleveland's going to take it. And they did. And I'll just say this. And I put this on Twitter, and you can follow me on there, or X, whatever it's called, Mark Moses Show. I've been to a lot of cool sporting events in my 11-plus years living here. That game 6 on Friday night was up there. It might be, like, you think atmospheres and put-up-or-shut-up time. I think about, you know, I think about that game 2015 at the Swamp, when Florida and Tennessee played, and remember, what was it, Will Grier, the fourth down 15, and they score the touchdown, and then Tennessee misses the field goal. That is one of the craziest atmospheres of any sporting event I've ever been to. I like that one. I like 2018 AAC championship game, UCF and Memphis, where UCF is down big at halftime, and I thought the streak was over. And all of a sudden, Daryl Mack Jr. led them back, and they won that conference championship. Their last, by the way, at UCF. That was an incredible atmosphere. Orlando City, I'd say September of 22, when they won the U.S. Open Cup championship, when they scored that first goal, that place was going bananas. Bananas! That's a big one. I'm just, you know, rattling off the top of my head just some of the great sporting events I've ever been to in Florida, right? I think Miami Hurricanes 2017, the turnover chain, when it was Saturday night ABC football and they took on Notre Dame. And that baby was over at halftime. That place was electric. Electric. Yeah, that game. Hey, the Florida State game. You know, the opener, Labor Day weekend, when I went there to Camping World Stadium, and they put a whooping on the second half against LSU. And yes, in hindsight, Jane Daniels won the Heisman Trophy this past season, and he got his ass shut down by the Noles defense. That was awesome. And I'll tell you, that game 6 on Friday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers was one of the top things I've ever been to in my career. That place was shaking. I left here at about 5:10. And I got there where I drove all the way, you know, 95 North. Then I go to 520. Then I go to 528. Then I get on 417. Then I get on 408. And usually you get off, you know, I get off downtown, and it's usually kind of a straight shot. It's not far. It's right where the WFTV studios are. You get over there and I park. It's very easy. Most games are very easy to park to. No, not this. And I'm happy that I left early. It was back the minute you got off 417, oh, it was backed up all the way to the Kia Center. It was wild. I'm sorry, 408. It was backed up. And I get it. You got 18, 19,000 people going to the game. Then you had every single bar and restaurant had watch parties going on. So there's another, I don't know, 10,000 people. It was wild. So I literally left here at 5:10, usually from this studio. Takes me one solid hour to get to that stadium from this studio. 1 hour. No traffic. Bang, bang, bang. Park the car. I'm in the stadium. I left here at 5:10. I got in the stadium at about 6:45 because I was sitting there in traffic. Yeah. But I parked that car and I got in there. That place was great. And it was crazy where I go right on the floor. I take some videos, some photos. I always do that pregame. and I walked by Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard was in the building, and that is a big individual. He is gigantic. And you could tell this is a very interesting moment for the franchise. Hey, they retired Shaq's jersey, right? Earlier this year. I think next year, I think Dwight Howard, I think that was a big moment for him. Everyone gave him a big standing ovation. I think next year, I think they are going to retire Dwight Howard's jersey. And I think they're going to make amends and they're going to make up. And I think it's going to be a really good moment for the franchise. I think it is. And I'm walking to the stadium also where there's a big ABC national truck and it says Monday Night Football on it. And I go, wow, never seen that before at the stadium. It's been years and years and years. So this is big time. And there was, I'm going to say this in a very family friendly atmosphere. I've been going to games all season. There was some supermodel talent by the court also. I was like, this is enormous. Where are these women from? Oh, yeah. This was a big-time game, and there was some big-time talent sitting courtside. Huh? Yeah, this isn't where are these women from? Are they from Orlando? Are they from Melbourne? Cocoa Beach? Are they from Kissimmee? Were they flown in from Miami Beach? Who are these women? Oh, it was a good time. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. This is a family show. That was big-time atmosphere, and it was so loud, and they're blasting that techno music, and, like, just... It was amazing. And you know what? I hope we get more of that moving forward. That's the best way I could put it. I hope moving forward we get more of that going into next season. The problem is it's May 6, 2024. And I was driving yesterday and even driving this morning. And I was like, all right, now what do we got? You know, Magic are out. Orlando City's not that good. We'll talk about them, though. Don't worry. We'll break them down. Baseball's slow till we get to, I don't know, June. Maybe the All-Star break in July. Maybe that. We're going to have the NFL schedule release later this week. You got that looking forward to? I don't know. We're going to have to figure this out. I was booking guests for this week. I was like, all right, well, are we talking video games? What are we doing exactly? It was a good ride over the last couple weeks. It really was a good ride being able to talk to the Magic. Their season's over. It was a lot of fun. It was exciting. And I'm looking forward to next year. I am. But we have football coming up fall. And then we'll get to basketball. I mean, it never ends. But again, Game 6 was awesome. I wish Game 7 was better. But that's okay. You can't win them all. This team's got a bright future. And I'm ready to break it down. I am. Let's go to break. We're going to break it down. We got some great guests all afternoon long. And if you want to chime in, you can. 321-984-1234. Or hit me up through social media. Mark Mosey's show. Yeah. Here's what we'll do. The voice of the Orlando Magic on the radio side, my good friend Jake Chapman. He called the game yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on what happened to the Magic there in Cleveland. We'll do that next.